goal.
Those are final stats here tonight. Goal scorers for the Beavers, Elias Rosen, Lucas Sillinger, Ethan Somoza, and then Ross Armour in overtime. For the Mavericks, Reggie Lutz, Brennan Fury, and Walker Duer. Two fabulously entertaining hockey games.
Yeah, and, you know, if you're the Mavericks, who have played obviously so well, it's Bemidji State's that the thorn in their side. Two of their three losses this season was BSU. The only team they lost to last year, it seemed, was the Beavers. That's the one team I think that they'd prefer not to see in the playoffs. Somebody else can do them a favor and try to knock the Beavers off, because the Beavers have certainly given the Mavericks a run for their money, probably more than any other team in the last couple of years. And I think that speaks to where BSU's at. They're also at that level. And again, this team has had a hodgepodge of a schedule, and they still got four more games to go, but they get the extra point here, so they get to 2 points tonight and are up to 16 points with the possibility of 12 more. Obviously 3 points per game. If they could win out, that mean they'd finish with 28 points. So a lot of movement still to go here in the next 7 days.
A couple of Paul Bonnet emails the booth to get to. Dave says it's a trapezoid,
so we were right.
Or geometry. Well, you were. I couldn't remember what it was.
Okay.
Susan says, listening to the game in the car, I'd be losing my mind. You can hear the puck being in play and you guys talking about geometry. says, save that for a whistle. Susan, there was literally nothing happening at that point, so you weren't missing anything anyway. Again, the Beavers win this one 4-3 in overtime. While we await head coach Tom Cerutori, I can tell you that elsewhere in the league tonight, Michigan Tech knocks off Northern Michigan 3-2 in overtime. So the two UP rivals playing to overtime tonight. Elsewhere in BSU sports today, the women's hockey team ended their season, lost to St. Cloud State 4-1. The women's basketball team lost to Minnesota Duluth 76-67. Still a fabulous year for the BSU women's basketball team. Their first winning season in 15 years.
Yeah, it was fun to watch, 15
years.
Too. We're on quite a tear for a while there, and sad to see it come to an end, but a good playoff win earlier this week, a nail-biter, but a great season, and congratulations to Chelsea DeVille, coach of the year in the NSIC. Well-deserved.
The track and field team taking part in the NSIC Indoor Championships in Mankato this weekend. The women's tennis team took on Upper Iowa today. They'll take on Winona State tomorrow. There is nothing on the Beaver schedule on Monday. Nothing next Thursday or Friday, but there's stuff every other day. Tuesday, the softball team takes on MSU Moorhead in a dome in West St. Paul. Beaver men will take on Lake Superior State in a COVID rescheduled series. They'll play Tuesday at 6, Wednesday at 4, and then the Huntsville series next week was originally Friday, Saturday. They'll move that to Saturday, Sunday. Saturday's game at 4, Sunday's game at 2. It's going to be a crazy next week.
I'm
That's all we need to say.
Glad the calendar allows me to put these things down there so I know when to show up.
Coach Tom Cerutori joining us outside the bench. Congratulations, Tom.
Thanks, Schultze.
You guys there's no giving in with your guys, is there?
No, the guys competed hard. They competed hard, and it was a great outing by the guys.
It certainly had its ebbs and flows in the game. The second period, you guys seemed to really come out and have a great 10 minutes. Mankato was able to kind of turn the tide on you. And then the third period, boy, the Mavericks really seemed to pour it on there for a while.
Oh, they took it to us in the third, and we hung on. I'm glad we hung on, obviously.
Third period Thursday night, you guys got beat up in the faceoff circle a lot. It got really lopsided in a hurry. Tonight you did a better job of it, and go figure, you end up winning the game because of it.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't realize we...
It was close through two, and then it ended up almost 2-1. They out faceoffed you on Thursday.
Yeah, no, I knew that on Thursday. I just didn't realize the third period tonight how much success we had, Schultze.
Well, it was a lot better than Thursday, that's for darn sure.
Absolutely. No, I understand that.
50-50. You guys got a couple of power play goals tonight. That's got to make you feel good that unit starts contributing here at the end of the season.
Well, both of them did. You know what I mean? Both of them did. So, our second unit got one and our top unit got one.
Those first two power plays where you scored, that's about the quickest I've seen you moving pucks side to side.
No,
you got to get McKay moving, don't you?
Well, like any goaltender, if you can get it past the midpoint, and we did a few times, and Rosie and Will, I thought, had some good chemistry together too.
Thought it was pretty physical there in the first period. Not so much maybe the second, the third a little bit, but it seems like that seems to be a strategy of an opponent. Northern Michigan, same thing. I thought you guys did a really good job of handling that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I thought they're physical. They're a strong team. This team is a strong team, and there's no question. I mean, you don't want to get into a turf war with them, that's for sure, because they're just so strong and heavy.
I was fairly certain Alex Iarullo was going to the bench there in that 3-on-3, and instead he sees Lucas Sillinger enter the zone, and he just took off right towards the net. And Lucas certainly made a heck of a play there to start that thing, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Well, he had speed built up, you know. He had good speed built up, so... Yeah, no question. It was a great goal.
Have you ever played a Saturday followed by a Tuesday before?
I don't know. Back in the old Chaw we did.
Oh, back when you played everybody six times?
Exactly.
Get out that playbook, right?
Yep.
See you then, Tom.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers, on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show. Beavers 4-3 winners in overtime tonight.